Good evening. You are about to enter the Mind Funnel. Thank you for tuning in on a Monday night. This is almost lost control of the volume there. This is Torbjorn here, again listening to Mind Funnel on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I've got a different show for you tonight other than my usual metal and heavier, grindier music. Got an electronic show for you tonight. Bit of a journey into my approach to electronic music and where I came from and how I got there. It's not a very long story, but I always put a bit of a theme to my show. So again, thank you for tuning into Mind Funnel. Also, a bit of a request for my listeners tonight. I need your help, actually. I am feeling a bit under the weather, and I have no co-host tonight, and I'm jamming here on my own. So looking for some crowdsourcing here, if you could help me out, if you're listening in. So October is one of the spookiest months, as you all know. But not only that, it's also Bat Month, and so I'm looking for some little facts about bats. Send me over your bat info bits. Don't overwhelm me. Just send the best bat bits that we should know, whether it's regional or worldwide. I don't know. Tell me about guano. also, someone could find out for me where the term batshit crazy comes from, because I don't know, like, what's up with that? Anyway, I'm excited for today's show. That first song was Jabberwocky with Jeopardy. And this is Botany with Blacktop Mirage, getting us started tonight. So got a couple of songs coming up to start, a bit of a mix of lyrical stuff as well as some stuff later on that's just straight up electronic, a little more modern and funky. Thank you again for joining me. Can't wait to see your bat bits.
Saying something like,
I feel a bit lightheaded. Maybe you should drive.
Suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats, all swooping and screeching and diving around the car. And a voice was screaming,
Holy Jesus,
what are these goddamn animals?
Shoot! Hey!
Say something!
Never mind. It's your turn to drive.
It's your turn to drive. We're now entering backcountry. Okay, that was high tech. I got some YouTube on the source there. Hey, I have some. Let me get some music in the background here. I've got some bat facts rolling in here. Okay, here. This one hit me pretty hard. Thank you, listener. Did you know that of the 15 species in BC, 8 are listed on the species at risk? Okay, bats are at risk. Remember that. 8 of 15, that's more than half, people. Yes, that's right. I'm a mathematician. You know, bananas, avocados, mangoes would cease to exist without bats. Yeah, you know, they're pollinators, so I would miss all those things. Mangoes, though, I could probably, I don't know, buy another house if I had fewer avocados. So there's the first few bat facts coming in. Thank you. There are 1,400 species of bats worldwide, And if that doesn't seem like a lot, have a seat and count to 1400, and that's a lot of bats. Okay, cool. Okay, some bats are working. I have some crazy memories of bats from the Philippines, just the big fruit bats that would swoop down and grab the insects off the top of our swimming pool. Oh, yes. Okay, well, let's keep going. Those two songs were Agar Agar with Trouble and Dragon Lie. Really like those songs. Lovely vocal influence there from Agar Agar. So we're moving slightly in the slightly modern direction here. Some newer drum and bass-ish music coming out of Nia Archives. This one is Forbidden Feelings.
There's one other thing I wanted to talk to you about. It's rather personal.
There is one thing.
Oh,
one thing.
Oh, there's one little thing.
Forbidden feelings, how are you doing? Can't face my feelings, needing a healer.
Oh, there's one little thing.
Needing a healer, yeah. Forbidden feelings. Forbidden feelings. How are you doing?
Got. She got that
Pac-Man.
She got that
Pac-Man.
She got that game spinning, swimming in pink linen. Boys eating out of her hand like they were Pac-Man. Hypnotic moves making, heads turning, ass shaking. Got them eating like they were Pac-Man.
Like she was Batman. That was Cheshire with Pac-Man, also Batman. And again, before that, Forbidden Feelings. Okay, we got more bat stuff. I have a bat expert, like, on speed dial here. Did you know that, I didn't know this actually, because we had a bat scare last summer. We had a bats. We had two bats stuck in our house, in our bedroom. I was out on the East Coast in Massachusetts, and we had two friggin' bats stuck in a room, and they were driving Carrie mad at 3 a.m. and she was screaming and going absolute bonkers. Enough that my brother and sister-in-law downstairs were wondering what the hell was going on with the banging and the screaming. We told them it was bats. I'm not sure they believed us. But bats hang upside down, and they climb high because they need to drop into flight. They can't just take off from the ground. So if you see a bat struggling along the ground, try to get it up high in a tree, and maybe they can drop into flight that way. What else is going on here? There's a bat sighting like super far north and. Aklavik, I'll click on the link. Aklavik. They reported a bat sighting like up in the Northwest Territories, and it's the first time they've seen a bat up there, I guess. Crazy. That's pretty far north, I guess. Bats are reacting to climate change and able to live further and further north. What else is happening in the bat world? Hold on, I got some messages here. Bats in human structures is normal, and it's the best way to support bats in our environment. They depend on our structures at this point in their history. But finding them out of season is problematic, November to May. I don't know what problematic means. In this case, but you can report bats at bcbats.ca if you're interested. Let's keep our bat population healthy. Also, never handle bats. Well, what about gloves and like a towel? Like, how do you get them out of the house if you can't handle them? So answer me that question. Okay, and this song here in the background. Actually, you know, before... Okay, I was sent a song... it was a song called Batshit. Let's look it up before I go on here. Sophie Tucker with Batshit. Am I going to be disappointed? I better not be, because I'm actually jumping out of my playlist to do this. All right, I guess this works. Thanks so much.
Looking so fancy. I got that salted chip.
shoulder. Oh, but when the night is deep, you find.
Ooh, thank you for the this is sexy, batshit sexy. I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I think listening to this suggestion was batshit crazy. Let's go back to my playlist. Home. Well, you know, that was fun. I don't know. I'm not exactly disappointed. I'm bobbing my head, aren't you? All right. I'm going to go back into my playlist here. AC Slater with Fly Kicks. Picked AC Slater here. I'm actually going down to see AC Slater in Vancouver in November. Super stoked. Not a bad song, but enjoy.
Talking. Okay, well, the first thing we're going to do, guys, I just want to get everybody's heart started. Only thing you should do is blindfold yourself.
I like this one. This one's a little bit spooky when it drops. I like it. Before that, of course, was AC Slater with Fly Kicks, and this is Daily Bread, Blindfold Yourself.
Okay, well, the first thing we're going to do, guys, I just want to get everybody's heart started.
So dirty, you don't. So dirty, you don't. So dirty, you don't. So funky, you don't.
We could be cool for this.
For this, I'm cool for that. That was Cheshire again with Cool For This. Love that song. What a funky beat with a cool progression. Love it. Just bopping my head over here. Okay, before we go on for the rest of my playlist, someone sent me another spooky-ish song. I didn't want to click on it in case it jumped into my playlist. Let's see.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
Did it?
Hi, Sue. How can I help?
Did it change over?
I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything.
Oh, this
anything.
Is spooky.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never
it's like politically spooky.
Already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials. I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Ah.
Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims.
What's going on?
And your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
I'm spooked.
Example,
is there a drop in this one?
Things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials. I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
Then your name is...
Bob.
That's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
It's actually more interesting than spooky, but thanks for sending that in, spooky listener. Next song here, I'm going to move on, Floating Points with Key 103, and Of the Trees after that. Really want to see Of the Trees live. I bet he'll put on a good show. So a couple songs here, and then back to you. Oh man, that was me. I totally just like closed an entire program right in front of my face. Okay, here we go. No, we're still going. We'll be right back. You are listening to Mind Funnel on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This is Torbjorn here, aka Tor, aka Lord Thunderbear, aka the Baron. As this is fading out, I'd like to thank a sponsor. Let's go for Babby and Animal Hospital, seeing as it's Bat Month. It's Bat Month, everyone. Babian Animal Hospital will help you take care of your injured bat, or at least tell you where to go with it. So thank you, Babian Animal Hospital, located on Railway Ave. A couple more songs here for you on Mind Funnel. That was Floating Points, and next we have Of the Trees with Mechanos. We're in sort of the little down-tempo, sexy phase of our show. So thank you for sticking with me. Oh, all right. I guess I was lying about the down-tempo thing. A bit of a miscue on my end. Just one song. Approaching the end of my show here. Got one more. The next song is Cheshire with Piece of Your Mind. And that one you just heard was Freddie Todd Getting This. And before that was Of the Trees. So last song here as we finish up another EDM show from Mindfunnel. We'll be right back.